Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We don't want to spend a lot of time on this, but the House did pass the big, beautiful bill at 6:30 Eastern time this morning, 215 to 214. Two Republicans voted no. I'm presuming that is Chip Roy, but I'm not sure who the other one was.
The news I had was just one, Chip Roy, but that's two, huh?
This new thing just came up here, said two Republicans voted no. So, I don't know. These people are asleep up there. They've been up all night, and it's a little wacky, so it moves on to the next phase, and we'll see what happens on that. The big story out of Washington this morning, and there's a lot more that needs to be known about it, is about the two young Israeli embassy aides that were shot and killed outside an event at the Capitol Jewish Museum in downtown Washington. A man shouted pro-Palestinian slogans, and then he was picked up. He was detained. Happened around 9 o'clock. Outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, where American Jewish Committee was hosting a reception for young diplomats. So I don't know that he was targeting, you know, those two particular ones or just any two that came out. I don't know.
And the reports, I like to watch that late into the night on the news channels, MSNBC and Fox and CNN were all, you know, just kind of went wall to wall with it. The things he was shouting, I guess in Arabic or whatever, but Palestinian were slogans that said all Jews got to die. And
okay, well, I haven't seen that part of it, but he said free Palestine, free Palestine. And his name was Elias Rodriguez, which is not particularly
Rodriguez.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. They said that he said he was a militant left-wing politically guy, but he's taking on the Palestinian cause. That's right.
Yeah, age 30 of Chicago. So there's a whole lot more that needs to be known about him. And then I don't know how much more we're going to know about these two. They were a girlfriend, boyfriend. They were engaged and maybe were getting ready to be engaged. He just bought a ring. And he was a research assistant in the political department at the embassy. And she organized trips to Israel. So I don't know. I mean, I think it shocked people because there hasn't been anything like this or even close to anything like this in Washington. I don't remember when, you know, that something like this happened. So that's going to definitely get people stirred up. And when this took place, I don't have the street address because they didn't write it up on here, but it's not far away from the Capitol and the FBI headquarters and all that stuff, you know. So it's not like it was in a weird part of town or something. So I don't know how this guy would even know where that is. There's just a whole lot more we got to know about Elias Rodriguez.
Basically right there at the Palestinian embassy, right?
There's no Palestinian embassy. This was at the American Capitol Jewish Museum.
It's what they're reporting last night, it was very close to that, but these were embassy workers for Israel. Oh, it was at the Israel embassy then. Maybe that was it.
It says it was outside the Capitol Jewish Museum, where the American Jewish Committee was hosting a reception for young diplomats.
Again, the strange thing, I swear to you, they were last night saying, they were associated with the museum. I think they had just come from there, too, by the way, this couple.
Okay, well, we don't know. I guess, consult things when things settle down a little bit.
Yeah.
Because any time after something like this happens, there's about 10 different versions.
I know.
Of the story, but I'm just telling you, it doesn't really matter where it happened particularly, but it does matter who this guy is. So who paid for this 30-year-old guy? Where does he get his money? Is he a citizen? Who radicalized him? How's he been radicalized? How did he know where these people were? Like to know who's paying his bills? What is his source of income, et cetera, et cetera. So we'll see how that goes if we get that information. I'm sure they're gathering that information. I'm seeing here that Mr. Jim Irsay has died, and I bring it up. He was the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, and he died in his sleep yesterday. No, we don't know what he had. But one thing he did have, I think most people agree, he had the most impressive and the best guitar collection of any individual in the world.
He used to bring it on tour. He brought it to Austin several years back.
I heard about that. Yeah, when he was here.
Yeah. Really nice.
And by the way, I don't know if he brought it all, but he...
No.
Stuff I read on this guy dying, it was like a saint had passed. And I go, that's funny, because all I remember are bad things about him. No. Had to get it in contact. That was his father.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jim Irsay? Yeah.
This guy, I think he was pretty well appreciated.
He
was a steward of the game.
Loved, yeah.
I mean, he had Dylan's Stratocaster, Kurt Cobain's famous Fender.
Oh, he's got the Beatle drums from Ed Sullivan. You know, I mean, he's got just the things that he has is amazing, and he loved it. And I think he was even a band. Steven Stills, he would bring together a band every once in a while. And I know Stills played in the band when he was visiting Los Angeles once. He took that, it was cool. I mean, he was a pretty cool dude when it came to all that stuff. I see here that Auburn and Texas A&M are playing today at 11 a.m.
They are, buddy.
Yeah. And it is a beautiful day here. It is 70 degrees. It's just cool this morning. Now by 11, it'll be warmer. But it's low humidity. It should be a beautiful day for baseball. Tennessee and Texas at 3. It'll be a little warmer, but there's no chance.
Well, I know how you feel about Tennessee, but I think we shall dispose of them likely. But we're having to do a whole new strategy, which means certainly Jim Schlossnagel is trying to win, but he's not going to blow our pitching now and then go start, next week or hosting the regionals. So, but I think we'll get Tennessee and keep on going. But I got to ask you, Auburn, Alabama got knocked out yesterday. But as you said, Auburn's playing the Aggies. Where do you stand on Auburn? You probably don't like them anymore. You do Tennessee?
Well, that's a tough one because I am a pro Aggie person. I think the Aggies go forward. I'm down with it. Down with
me
the
tell you, I've read
that's
up,
a great answer.
I read up on it last night. Ain't nobody predicting they're going to win. But I will predict they do. I mean, A&M is 28-25 as of today, but they are 11 games they won this year in the SEC. They lost 19, but they are coming alive again with that incredible roster, which proved it yesterday. And I tell you what, they're gonna go far in this tournament.
We'll see. We'll see. Today is the day the $7 billion amusement park opens up at Universal's Orlando Epic Universe. $7 billion, the first theme park to be built in Orlando since the 90s.
Looks nice.
Looks amazing. A little footnote for people that like racing, and you are an F1 city. This Sunday is always the greatest day of racing of all the whole year. The Monaco Grand Prix is first. And that's early. That's before breakfast. It's at 8. And then the French Open is in there. But then the afternoon, you've got right at midday is the Indianapolis 500. It is on Fox this year. The Monaco Grand Prix is on ABC and ESPN+. Plus, the Indianapolis 500, little controversy. Roger Penske's cars, two of them got, he'll have to go to the back of the line, and he owns the track. And there's a little stink going on with all of that. But the race is the race. It's a cool thing. Bucket list, I suggest, for anybody that likes anything to do with racing. It's a one-time bucket list thing. You don't need to go back, but to do it one time is pretty cool.
You going, Jimmy?
And then, oh, yeah. We did a whole Crook and Chase show from there 1 year on a Carburation Day, and then 1 year I took my family, and then I went three times.
Did Gomer Pyle sing that year?
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Because he used to sing every year.
Yeah, back home again.
There it is.
Yeah, that was great. I always sing along with that. Then, the NASCAR race is at night. It starts at 5 o'clock Central, but it's the 600, so it goes into the night. And that's going to be on Prime Video. And that has certainly got a lot of NASCAR fans mad because they want to watch it on regular TV, on their TV. They don't have Prime Video on their home big screen. So, you can bitch and moan about all that stuff as much as you want, but it ain't going backwards. It's going to go more toward that, not less, all this streaming stuff. So Netflix is going to get NFL. Prime Video's got NFL. And it's going to keep going on that way. For you Bitcoiners, something I just don't even claim to understand a little bit, today is Happy Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Woo-hoo!
The hell is that?
right. That's what I said, too. May 22nd, 2010 was the fateful day when a programmer named Laszlo spent 10,000 Bitcoin to buy two pizzas made by Papa John's. Those are easily the two of the most expensive pizzas to ever hit an oven because if he had saved his Bitcoin and not spent it there, 10,000 Bitcoin now would be worth well over $1 billion.
Oh, wow.
Wow. That's a tough one. Pizza or,
wow. Or $10 million. $10 billion. All right. Not million.
A billion, man.
With a
billion.
B. With a B.
You sound like the Austin City Council don't know the difference.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Big deal brands are on sale right now at Designer Shoe Warehouse. Save up to 25% on select styles from the brands on everyone's list, like Nike, Adidas, New Balance, Crocs, Reebok, and more. Because the only thing we love more than dropping a name is dropping a price. You don't want to miss this one. These brands are almost never on sale. So shop the DSW Holiday Name Drop Sale today at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Precision.
7:55 now with Page 2. Here's Jimmy Carter.
Well, a couple of things. I don't know what this was yesterday in the Oval Office, but and it's really hard to explain, but it's about South African president. Whew. You have to see it to understand even close to what was going on. There's never been anything like that ever in the Oval Office.
Yeah, there has. I'm sorry to disagree with you publicly, but yeah, last time he brought Vladimir Zelensky in there, it was.
No, but he's never done when he cut the lights down and started showing video.
Oh yeah, it was that cringeworthy though.
Yeah,
gosh.
This was the Cecil B. Yeah, it was crazy like Zelensky, but it was more crazy because they had the light. No one who's ever cut the lights off in the
I'm gonna
in
show
the
a video.
Oval Office and
yeah.
showed videos while people are in there, with particularly a head of state. It didn't know it was going to happen.
For those that didn't see or know what happened, basically he invites and the guy wants to come, the president of South Africa. Talk about trade deal. So he sits down in the Oval Office, brings in all the reporters. And they're sitting over there by the fireplace. And he says, hey, what's this deal where you're killing people, encouraging killing people in the genocide going on with the farmers, the white farmers? And the guy says, I don't know what you're talking about. And he says, oh, okay. Well, let me show you a video here.
Dim the lights.
And dim the lights.
Dim the lights and bring in the television. And then it starts playing all these crosses on the side of the road and all this stuff. And wow. I mean, it you got to, I don't know, look it up somewhere on one of the national websites and just see if they'll give it to you.
But I think everybody's running it now on those news networks. But
yeah, even if you do it for just 2 or 3 minutes, it doesn't explain. There's not enough backstory to explain what's going on, and it's too big a story to do it in three minutes.
He admonishes the heck out of the guy who just kind of sort of stays tight-lipped, but by the same token, he never loses his cool or anything, except with the reporters, because he starts taking questions, and they want to talk about the Saudi airplane, you know?
Let's get to that Saudi airplane thing. Okay. It's a 747-800. It's one of the last of the big ones. They gave one to Turkey, apparently, a couple of years ago. And now, why they don't want these things, it was never made clear to me. But, okay, so they gave it to us. $400 million gift. Should we have taken a $400 million gift? Probably not. But it's just weird. Is it ever going to be an Air Force One? I'd be willing to put up $1,000 that it won't.
No, it won't.
I mean, I'll take that bet all day long. It's not.
I've heard enough aviation experts that worked at Boeing and all. The transformation cost to make that an Air Force One would be $1 trillion or somewhere near that at least, and take years and years, and it's not the size.
But one thing they can't, there are two 747s that are under the White House that the Air Force runs at Andrews Air Force Base. There are two of them. They're twins. They alternate them. You don't know which one's which because one's getting maintenance while the other one's getting, and sometimes one follows the other one.
So you can't tell which one the president's on, right?
And so sometimes the other one follows that one in case it goes down or something or has a mechanical problem. They're both at the end of their life as far as what they should be, but they're extremely well-maintained. Now, there are other needs for 747s or uses in the Air Force. There's one called the Looking Glass Plane. The Looking Glass Plane is a 747. It stays up 24 hours a day. And there may be, and I think there's more than one Looking Glass. I think there's several. Those are 747s. I'm sure they're at the end of their life, too. It's used by what used to be called the Strategic Air Command. If the place gets nuked, that's going to still be there, presumably, circling overhead. And then there was the Looking Glass that comes down and gets the president. He leaves Air Force One and gets on the Looking Glass plane. That's another thing. That's another part of this. So there are other 747s that the Air Force can take this thing and go with. But again, I don't know about having to strip it all down. And it'd be easier to make it a Looking Glass plane than the White House. Because remember, the Air Force One has got all these galleys in there and seats for the media and, and the showers and all this other stuff where they could use it in other Air Force needs. They wouldn't have to have all that stuff. So probably could do it cheaper and use it if they want to do that. But it's just all in all seems like a goofy idea. But on top of that, I'm sure we are not being told why those planes in San Antonio, why they can't be finished, what exactly really is going on that's holding that up. I mean, they've got to have had some work done on them. They've been there for a year or two. So how much actual work is there to be done? And why can't they work 24/7, spend a bunch of money, and get them done? See, they're lying. Somebody's lying to us is all it is to it. They're not. We don't get to know everything, and we certainly don't know everything about that. Because you can't tell me that you can't finish those two quicker than you can really do that Qatari plane and get it up to some kind of speed. And it's still only one, so you'd still have to use the other 747s as backups. I don't know. It's crazy. There's a lot of things we don't know, and a lot of things reporters don't tell us. And in this case, I think they'd like to tell you, but people are just not being honest about what's going on with those two Air Force Ones. And what is the history of that? Was this something that the last administration put the slow brakes on? Is anybody going to admit that? Maybe. So we'll see. I don't know. There's just things that are going on that we don't get told everything, and that's probably a good thing. But, boy, one story that the media has dropped the ball on, obviously, is South Africa, because there seems to be a whole lot going on down there.
Well, and can I say,
hadn't been covered.
This is not a Donald Trump criticism, and, boy, you got to be careful There's people that say he can do no wrong.
Yeah.
He can. And, you know, it depends. It's like NPR and PBS last night. They've gone off on saying he's making all this up about what's happening in South Africa, and then kind of ended up admitting, well, there is something going on, but it's not that many murders. I'm serious. That's what they're saying. And if you look at the number of murders that occur worldwide, this is one half of 1%, so it doesn't amount to genocide.
Well, that's like comparing apples to oranges.
Well, it's like, okay, it's genocide light, excuse me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but as usual, I think we're going to find here there is an issue, and I'll tell you where the issue is coming from. I'm satisfied this is right. The guy, he was there yesterday. The guy who's driving this with Donald Trump is Elon Musk from South Africa. There is something going on where there's a movement there to run out and kill the white farming population. I don't know why, but he's got a stadium full of people. He showed us the video where people are standing up and chanting, kill them.
Kill them now. They say that Johannesburg is one of the most dangerous cities in the world. I've never heard that before until yesterday, and several people said that. So, you know, it's just there are other things beside the latest Trump story, and as usual, the media on the left-hand side of the page played with this Qatari airplane thing, whether we should or shouldn't have it. It shouldn't be the biggest story going on in the world. It should be a story, but it shouldn't be the biggest story. And stories like this, I want to know, I hope we do a full court press on who this Elias Rodriguez of Chicago is, where we know everything about him, where he ate breakfast and how he got there. I want to know it all about that guy, because this is a very unusual assassination murder.
Yeah, you're right. At least, you know, early stuff, like you said. But one of the news channels I was watching do all that wall-to-wall coverage on it last night. They figured the guy out as this, again, he's Hispanic, you're pointing out. He's not Palestinian, but he's adopted that cause. He's a member of the Socialist Communist Party. They said they'd confirmed that. And he's kind of adopted this as the Palestinians as one of his causes. But
so what is his source of income and how and all that stuff? That's where a lot of this stuff gets real interesting. It's also, you know, where that, and I don't want to believe in conspiracies either, but why don't we know more about that kid that shot Trump in the ear in Pennsylvania? We never did really learn about.
Well, he's dead, for one, I guess.
I know, but about his about anything, and I think there's other stuff to be known, but for some reason we didn't get told all that either. So there's just being straight with the American people would be nice on some of these subjects, but I don't know who that is in order to do that.
Lots of stuff going on, as you have brought us up to date. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Tomorrow we'll kick off the Memorial Day holiday weekend with the Fun Friday Jimmy Carter Report right here, same time, same...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.